We have proposed on at least two occasions, we had motions before the Dáil, which would allow us to reduce the taxation on petrol and diesel to the maximum amount we're allowed to under the European Union rules. And Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Greens have voted on two occasions against that. The Fiscal Advisory Council was before the Finance Committee last week. They issued a big report in relation to the economy and so on and so forth. And they make the point that all of the cost of living measures that have been introduced by the government so far are less expensive than the extra money they're bringing out in as a result of inflation. So inflation hurts people. It hurts people if you're trying to get from A to B and fill your car with diesel or petrol. It hurts you if you're trying to buy clothes for your kids, and you're seeing now that this is now the time when we're going to start seeing a spike in clothes increases. We're seeing food has already started to increase. Energy has been increasing since last year. But from a government point of view, from a tax revenue point of view, the government actually makes billions of euro as a result of inflation, because when the price of diesel goes up, the amount of VAT that we take in, we charge 23% as a state of VAT on that. So therefore, they take in more money. When the price of clothes goes up, again, the more VAT is paid to the exchequer. So that's why there is an argument here where we can reduce petrol and diesel further.